like spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
No, no, no.
I don't even want to eat that.
He's going to try to get his Starbucks. I'll wait for 10 seconds. The official countdown.
I'm waiting for that one to say it. Because that's the one every
show. Sure enough, it reminds me of the one.
Let's call this meeting to order. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Watch out.
I'm going to move that a little bit because I feel like I'm eating it. There you go. All right.
Are you ready?
Yes, now I am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry about that. That thing was like right up on
me. It did.
It was cross-eyed. Crazy thing.
Cross-eyed that way.
All right. So this is our regularly scheduled board meeting, April 20th, 2016. Present, we have Board Chairman Tim McCain, Board Clerk Bill Bailey, Betty Harding, Robert Taylor, and Steve Ross.
So we do have a quorum.
Roger Taylor. What did I say? Robert Taylor?
Yeah.
Sorry, Roger Taylor. That's your son.
That's
me.
My son. Yes.
And he's not on this board. So we do have a quorum. We have everyone here, and we do have a quorum. Thank you, everyone, for showing up for our meeting. Well, we have quite a few people here today. You guys are all here for our party, right? We're having a
yeah. Order pizza.
Order pizza afterward. We can have that afterward. Anyway, thank you all for showing up for our meeting. We'll move right along to the Fire Chief's report. So, Chief, we'll give it over to you.
Thank you. So, everybody should have a copy of the April's Fire Chief's report. It's on that is a total of 47 items. So, for time, I'm just going to highlight a couple on the first section under manpower. We've taken one of our existing part-time firefighter EMT engineers and are in the process of adding that person to the full-time schedule beginning June 1st. This continues our efforts and works towards eliminating excess overtime and providing a consistent staff for us on a monthly basis. So right now, Captain Lopez is our only full-time engineer that doesn't have another function for that process as well. So I have this person, Bill Brown, that many of you know, will be the person joining us June 1st as well through that process. Under facilities and equipment, Dean's with us tonight in the background. Repairs continue on the 1942 engine. We actually got it rolling this week. You want to talk maybe, Dean, a little bit about what you've been working on lately on that, please?
Well, we had to put in water pumps, motor mounts, and a fan bearing that were all shot. If you run it, that stuff all shows up. Engine now is already running good.
Good.
So then I broke the brakes loose on it, and I drove it. It doesn't have brakes now. And there's a long story I ain't going to get into.
Got some concrete over it loose on it.
It's running and moving. Now do some other work on it. Finish the brakes and the wiring on the headlights and taillights, and then we'll.
Awesome. So again, kudos to Dean on that. Randy's been giving him a lot of help as well too. Ribboning aside and a lot of help as well. So, but they're as thick as thieves on that as well. And again, that project is something that we figured had been sitting for at least 25 years before we started looking at it. And that's one of the tools we're going to use for a public education group. And then also to have an Ansler auxiliary group come back in, our previous members, to really honor them for their services years going in. So that's something good we're going to do on that. I will note for the record, Dean had a task of getting it running by the parade for Arizona City Days. It was running for the Arizona City Days. It was just the stopping part that prevented us from putting it in the parade. But now Dean's done a great job, his grandson as well. Has done a great job on that for us, as Bruce has done a lot of work. And same thing we've had a lot of community service members come in too, just to help out when we're looking at that. So it's been really a community effort, so it's been outstanding on that as well. And then number five, the big one, we're working with Sheriff Paul Babu and the RICO funds that he has to acquire one of the seized vehicles for one of the drug stoppages to put that vehicle to work for us for our fire prevention plan. And I'll talk about that a little bit lower down below as well. Under training on March 29th, we had FTC in with Avon Industries. They're the owner of our ISI air packs that we have, our self-contained breathing apparatus, so we were able to do factory training on those and look at the new products coming in as well from ISI. So that was great to have that in for the month as well. Number eight, starting on May 2nd, we're going to partner with Woodrow Education to conduct paramedic training in-house. The training will be every Monday and Tuesday for 11 months. And the entry testing was completed today. We put five candidates through that testing process, and we were able to get five candidates out the back into that process. So that's good. This has been really a long task for us to get this in. We had 31 people sign an interest letter card, and we only had five people take the test today. So gamut of reasons, life gets in the way, other priorities get there, but we really need a 10 to have this program. We have it reduced down to 6 now, and we're one away, so we're hoping we're going to get that one more person to do all the training here in-house. But if not, we'll move on to our plan C and move from there as well. Number 9, we have a new operational excellence program beginning May 1st. We're going to have new key performance indicators or KPIs that we're going to track on a monthly basis beginning in May related to quality, productivity, and safety. So a lot of it is for our organizational development program to move forward. So when we go in the public's eyes, the crews that's on today, if you guys will stand for me, please. This is going to be our Class B uniforms that we're going to wear every time we go out in the public's eye. So when we present, no matter what we're going out for, whether it's a public event or a public assist, this is the uniforms we're going to wear to go forward. So it's just a step in the right direction for our operational excellence.
Thank you, guys.
So, you know, part of that project management skills that we've really been lacking as a department, that's what's allowed us to really focus on that strategic plan and the budget to be able to increase our manpower from 2 to 4 this year and still remain on budget target for what we had planned as well. So our new plan is really four full layouts we go forward. So it's going to be part of the preparation, the presentation, the application, and the evaluation, and that's what's going to lead to our KPIs to develop and hold us accountable for those. The procedures and SOPs, again, under 11, we're developing a new business model opportunity to make our classroom we're in here today certified for IFSAC, which is a certification group that does all our fire testing facilities. That will be an additional revenue source into the building as well. So I'm going down to Texas to set all that up for us. It'll give the people that are on full-time a chance to work on their 48 hours off. Remember, our people work 24 hours and they're off 48. On their 48, so it'll give them a chance to instruct here in the group and make some additional money for themselves as well, which is always good on the financial side. It also brings a revenue stream into the district, and it makes our resources more available if something is to kick out on a large scale versus having our people working somewhere else. We'll hold them close to chest here. 13, we finished our contract with HeartFit for Duty. This is a company that does all of our annual physicals for us. We began the blood draws on Mondays, and annual physicals start on the 18th as well. So this is a very intense physical process we do with our groups. We invest a large portion of money, but it helps us to make sure our candidates and our members on requirements and continue to stay healthy throughout their career here in the fire. On the second page, under community service, this is our very, very busy month in the community service. 21 during the month, we assisted 23 citizens with smoke detector challenges and batteries and home safety repairs, and these were all for residents that were not able to perform the work on their own. 25, on the 8th, we hosted our next movie night under the stars. We showed American Graffiti that included a car show, DJ, sock hop, and approximately 150 people attended. I know there's a couple board members that were there that night as well. So these are the free public education events we're doing that we're tying fire prevention to as well. And then on the top of page 3, under school events and groups, just to highlight a couple. On the 2nd of April, we attended the Boys and Girls Club of Arizona City fundraiser at the golf course. This was the ball drop we do for them every year. We participated in a golf tournament. We were there and we stood by for blood pressure checks, fire prevention education, and again, the utilization of the ladder for the ball drop and to provide some lighting for the nighttime golf tournament as well. 38, on the 6th of April, I met with the Airbnb management to discuss a satellite TV system to be installed in our tower. Again, this will bring in additional revenue for us. This is part of their fiber optic cable TV package. We found that we can locate the dish west of the wall near the tower. So this will bring another revenue stream in for us on a monthly rental basis. And for each customer, we get a percentage of that yield contract going forward as well. So a little bit more money we're bringing in.
Is that what the satellite was out here for?
No, that was for the Verizon.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that was for the Verizon.
Sorry.
That's right.
Holy cow.
Somebody wants to get a
fuck in the drag.
And then 42 on the 30th of April, the Association of Fire District will be hosting the next spaghetti dinner at the firehouse. That'll be from 5 to 8. And help is always needed on those. We appreciate when the board participated last time. It really helps us utilize some people of different functions as well. It's a great chance to meet the community going forward. So that's on the 30th from 5 to 8. And under contracts and businesses, 43, the ongoing contract continues with AT&T. We've negotiated, when the negotiations continue with AT&T for a better contract. We did receive the first payment for 2016, and as of, was it yesterday, we received another check for $10,000. So our negotiations continue to work in our favor. This was a contract they wanted us to take about a 40% cut and move forward. So we've already gotten that back plus an additional $10,000. So it's just another revenue stream for us to manage that tower. And then 45 on the 6th of April, again, the satellite project with Airbeam was solidified. Just so everybody knows, that dish is 30 feet in diameter, 24 feet tall. It'll be hidden behind the wall as well. Okay. And that's the only highlight. Again, there's 47 items on there. I'm happy to go through in greater detail, but that's going to highlight some of the processes we have going forward as well. You're going to see our community service continues to grow. That's our goal, is if we can get out every day and meet with the residents throughout the month, our goal is to have at least 30 items on there as well. And we're tracking that as one of our key performance indicators starting in April.
Awesome. Any comments?
I just had a question, Chief. What exactly were the environmental concerns on the emergency generator project?
The emergency generator project had diesel fuel.
Oh.
So the diesel fuel tank was a belly tank stored underneath. Right now, we don't have any underground storage tanks on our facility, so the UST standard for Pinal County Environmental Health doesn't apply to us. No matter what we put on, then we fall under what's called LUST, the leaky underground storage tank standard, and therefore we got to have a permit. If there's a spill, we're responsible, and then we have to do a phase one, phase two, and phase three environmental analysis to see what was here before us. In case there ever is a rupture, what are we responsible for, and what was previously here as well. So it's just something we don't want to
you
get.
You could get rid of prohibitive in a hurry.
So anything we would have gained from that financial, we would have spent preparing it every month, and that's part of that due diligence we're doing for project management.
Anything else?
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
I think you're doing a good job. Thank you very much for that. Let's move on to the staff reports.
All right, staff reports are tab six. Again, for the month of March, from March 1st to March 31st, we ran a total of 132 calls. Of those 132 calls, line 19 was 6 fire calls. We had 89 rescue and emergency medical response calls, 2 false alarm responses, 1 mutual aid response given, 0 hazardous materials, 0 hazardous material responses, and a 34 that falls into the all other smoke cares, lockouts of citizens and resident support calls as well, for a total, of 132. You flip to the second page. This is the injury report that we put out. Of course, you're going to see that no one's injured on that for the month. So our goal is every month that that be zero, but I want to track that as one of our key performance indicators on safety. And then the third page breaks those down again by type. So under fire, for example, section 1, line 1, we had 2 cooking fires confined to the containers, 1 passenger vehicle fire, 2 outside rubbish fires, and 1 outside rubbish fire near or about waste fire, for a total of 6. Again, there are rescue calls and emergency response calls in section 3 break down to 6 emergency medical services under the other category. 81 of the EMS calls, including vehicle accidents with injuries, and 2 motor vehicle accidents with injuries, for a total of 83. In the service calls area, you'll see broken down for a total of 27. 1 lockout, 1 public assist other, public assist service for 1. Invalid assist, we had 22, and a cover assignment standby move up for 1, for a total of 27. In our good intention calls, we had 7 dispatched that were canceled en route. These are typically our automatic alarms. 1 incident, we got there, we found nothing at the address, for a total of 8. And our false alarm calls were 2 for the month, for a total of 132 calls. And then when we break our EMS calls down there, you'll see the ones we respond with lights and no sirens were 42 on the top, lights and sirens for a total of 45. And three, initially went out lights and sirens, but we were downgraded to code two for three for a total of 90 EMS calls. If you go to the last page, please. Excuse me. For a total of runs with response time and criteria meeting our run reports, we had a total of 90 calls. Our 90% fractile response time was 8 minutes and 2 seconds. So you're going to see that's considerably above our 4-minute requirement. And the reason why it comes back to training is we brought some new people on, and we were using our dispatch time, and we continue to have dispatch challenges. And our dispatch times are greatly off what our real run time is, so that's why we're so high. But unfortunately, that's what we put down, so I want to track real data. But we did a training on that, and we've set that up. Our highest response time utilizing this faulty data was 12 minutes and 47 seconds. So our average response time for the month was 5 minutes and 8 seconds. So again, our goal is 4 minutes and change. So we're about a minute above that, but again, we know why. But I still want to report on real numbers for the NIFRS report. We know it's far below that.
Any questions or comments or anything? All right. Let's move on to the consent agenda. All items under the consent agenda will be approved under one motion unless one of the governing board members pulls an item for further discussion. And before we do anything, I just wanted to ask a quick question regarding the budget if we can.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I think we skipped number 7, did we not?
You're right. I apologize. You're right.
We have any that I know of.
I have one.
We do have some correspondence. Sorry, we'll go back to number 7. Thank you.
Sure.
Everything starts with a C. You know, I just
it's tied to C. So. We received one correspondence for the month. It says, "Dear Fire Chief, I would like to very much see if I could get a please have you email a patch or shoulder patch of the Arizona City Fire District Department. It's a collection of patches throughout the states and beyond. I don't have one from Arizona or Arizona City Fire District, and would complete my collection. My late uncle was a former Peabody, Massachusetts firefighter, and he died of cancer, and I inherited his old patch collection. Therefore, I'm requesting one of your patches." And he sent this one from his local department, Marblehead, as an exchange, so I will be sending one patch.
Oh, cool. Very nice.
We'll put that in there. And that's the only correspondence we received in the month.
All right. Okay, back to the consent agenda, since I am back on track. And I just had one question, if I can find it in here. Of course, you know, there's so many pages here. What page number is it?
I don't know. I get rid of all mine except for the budget.
Yeah, but you have page number 43. 43. There we go. 43. My question was regarding the real estate taxes. We've got basically 3 months left in the year. Are we going to get to that $802,060? Does it all kind of come in at the last minute?
It comes in waves.
Yeah, waves. Okay. That was my only question, was because I noticed we were a little behind on the, you know, per month if you factored it out, and just kind of was wondering if we would end up around that point or even more.
Yeah, we're about on track where we've always been.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So Tim, just real quick, you're talking about the 516 versus the 812?
The 505 versus the 802.
505, okay. One above, all right.
So we're budgeted on a full executed budget of $802,060, and so far from the county we received 505. Look at big bullets in.
Okay.
So obviously we're right where we're going now.
Okay, great. All right, then I would, without any other questions, entertain a motion to accept the consent agenda as presented. You want to make a motion for that?
I'll make a motion to accept those.
That would be Steve Ross making the motion. Do I have a second?
Bill Bailey second.
And all approve? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any disapprove? And that will pass unanimously. Call to the public. We do have one card from Jenny Carlson. Jenny, if you'd like to stand up and address the board.
A couple questions. Are you now going out of the fire district? I noticed in the Arizona City paper today that there were several calls. One was on East 4th Street. That's not even in Arizona City, I don't think. Is that Casa Grande or Eloy?
That one was Casa Grande.
Fire call on 87 in Alsdorf. Wouldn't that be in Eloy District?
That one would.
A semi-fire on Interstate at milepost 208. That would also be...
That one we didn't run.
Huh?
That one, that was not our call.
Oh, but it said in the paper that it was. Anyway, that should have been Eloy too. So I was wondering if you're going to be covering Silver Bell.
Would you like me to respond to that?
Yeah, if you would like to, sure.
So again, we have challenges still with some of the reporting from the newspaper on those calls. A couple of, I guess to answer your question, are we going to go out of the district? Absolutely. When we can, we want to provide some reciprocity for the 40 years of mutual aid we received from our neighbors with no reciprocity. So our goal is to start to provide mutual aid when we can, when we have the ability to do that with manpower. So we are responding out of the district. We do still get dispatched for calls that are not in our district. We had one the other day from Maricopa, I believe. So there still is dispatching issues from there. So as you see those things, it may not be a call we actually ran on.
I can see where one of them, Casa Grande, requested you or something, which I can understand. If there's a big fire or something, everybody comes. Also, myself and many others feel that the raise at the salary that the chief received is a little bit much for 1 year service and to raise it quite that much. And another year, raise it almost double. That was my question.
Can I respond to that?
That's completely up to you.
Well, the response to that would be that chief was brought in much lower, drastically lower than what was comparable to someone with his experience and someone with a fire district our size. And so we were bringing him up to a comparable standard of what he should have been paid to begin with.
Is that for smaller districts or for even a larger district?
That really doesn't. If I can, if I can comment on that question, Jenny, it doesn't make any difference the size of the district, in my opinion. If the chief's got the qualifications that this gentleman has, it's a reflection on the professional character of the district and his personnel. And so I personally don't have an issue with what we did there. And you know, that is a question for the board. I think if I may, and I'm kind of stepping out of line a little bit. Your questions to the chief, in my opinion, should be handled outside of a board meeting. I mean, we're here to address the board business and not necessarily issues that the citizens have with why we're doing what, because we're not involved in the operational issues from the standpoint of everyday calls. Okay, so I would ask you in the future, you know, feel free to come in and address any concerns you have with the board with us, but if you have any questions for the chief, he's got a telephone in his office. Feel free to give him a call if you need answers to those kinds of things. Okay. All right.
Had a chance to make this.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you.
It's a question, so.
Sure.
But I do feel it could have been brought up at the board meeting. It was just as a question. You didn't necessarily have to respond.
Sure.
I was hoping everyone would say yes.
Yes, if you were going to get the same raise next year.
I was actually going to respond to that. No.
I had to try.
Get away with it. And get away with it.
We love him, but not that much.
I know he's doing an awful lot, almost too much, I feel. He's going to run himself into the ground.
Well, we're going to work on that at some point, too, getting him some help around here. So getting him someone that at least can cover him so he can take a day off or two every once in a while.
He's going to be able to enjoy his raise.
Okay, moving on to number 10, old business discussion and possible action regarding Chief Heaton's contract. And so that's you.
Yes, so I was requested 2 meetings ago to help prepare the contract. The next thing was around the insurance part of the contract before we solidified it. So unfortunately, this information didn't make it to the last board meeting, but I was requested to look at a life insurance factor from those as well. So you should have 2 pages in front of you. I was asked to request life insurance for the first death benefit that you'll see there. on the first attachment and one for the second attachment as well. And then for a fire chief at my age, as you'll see in a column there under age for year one, and then to go through for a 30-year term life policy. So this was the information I was requested to do at the board standpoint. So there's three quotes we received, one from Select Quote, the first one, one from the Select Quote, and the second, and there's a third one from Farmers as well that's competitive in there. That's slightly less for, the first total was for $500,000 of death benefit. Farmers' closest they could get to was $450,000, fiber death benefits until the pension kicks into the plan for us. That, either way, then I can complete the last
point. I think originally, I think, Betty, you were the one that originally requested this, so I wanted to defer to you and ask what your thoughts are to begin with.
That happened 30 days ago, Jimmy.
So
probably 60 days ago, I think, when we started that discussion.
I remember 30 minutes ago.
I think it's nice. So if I can help, one of the things we had is to finish the contract was until I'm vested, mm-hmm. there's absolutely no survivor death benefits. So this kind of gives us that bridge for 5 years, and being a term life for 30 years, we have some benefits on that. It was just for informational standpoint for the folks, but this kind of gets us through the next 5 years.
So we would be $208.81 monthly for the $500,000, $310.45 monthly for the $750,000. Is that, mm-hmm.
that
reading?
That is correct.
What are you saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is correct. Variable one for $450 would be $158.16. And then for the $750 would be $310.
That was $158?
$158.16.
We'll see that.
For $450,000. You don't have a quote on that one. That one just came right before the meeting.
Oh, okay.
So that's a call I took from Farmers. It's called Stackable Life. It's basically $150,000 plans, and then you get convertible to the half the $450 is as close as you can get.
A hypothetical question. If we as a board chose to go with the $500,000, would you be able to, if you wanted the $750, take in the difference? Would that be plausible as far as you were concerned? Something to think about.
I probably could. I don't see why not.
I just a thought.
Yeah.
This is something we're going to have to go into just a session talk about.
Yeah, I agree.
I would think so.
Okay. Can we do that without having that on the... executive session?
Absolutely. Sure. The executive session is covered on the first opening list we have here.
Oh, okay.
The items on the agenda, so you can do that.
Okay. So we need a motion to go to executive session.
I so make.
Okay, that would be Betty Harding making that motion, and a second.
A second.
Steve Ross making it.
I think we need. I think to be in compliance with the minutes, we need to specify. Why we're going into executive session.
Okay.
And so I would recommend that you change your motion and just indicate we're going in, request to go into executive session to discuss insurance benefits for the fire chief.
That's what I just said.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have a motion and we have a second. All approved, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And so moved. So we are going to...
we won't be long.
Shove you guys out of here for a few minutes. Do you have a second to
argue? Hey, press for your 2016.
All right, so do I need to use the gavel here too? Okay, so we'll wait a second for everybody to get in here.
Yeah, wait for us.
Welcome back, everyone. We'll reconvene our regular meeting and. We are on agenda item number 10, old business discussion and possible action of Chief Heaton's contract. And we have in front of us a couple quotes from American General Life Insurance Company. I don't know if we need any other discussion regarding that. Roger, did you want to make your motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion that we accept the quote from AG. For the $500,000 death benefit, and additionally that we make that in one single payment, annual payment.
Can I tag on to your motion?
Sure.
For legal purposes, for the minutes, I think we need to reflect that this was done under ARS 38-431.03A1 on a matter set forth in the agenda item.
All Okay. I apologize, you mentioned that to me before that I should have done that, so.
And if I may, just to be correct, A3 is for legal advice. We did not go into legal advice.
That is correct.
We went under A1, which was for discussion of a personnel matter.
Right.
Yes, thank you.
Just work clear.
Yep.
All right, so we have a motion before you. Does anyone second that motion?
Second that motion.
Betty Harding is seconding that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. All right, moving on to number 11, new business discussion and possible action regarding Public Safety Board. Board Member Roger Taylor is bringing that to us.
Yeah, I kind of apologize for the last time I brought this up. I think I confused people more than I helped. There've been a number of factors that have led to what will be a forthcoming request of the board. And the first thing that came to mind was the safety of our firefighters and medical personnel. And then the second issue concerning public safety, which is actually police protection, seems to be the most frequent request from those who would like to incorporate this city and those who would prefer not to incorporate this city and those who generally seem to have no opinion about incorporation at all. Police protection seems to be, or additional police protection seems to be a big issue. I don't want to overstate the frequency, but it is my clear understanding that there are times when our employees have difficulty completing a call on a timely basis because their safety could be endangered. Currently, they request law enforcement assistance at the scene and wait for law enforcement to arrive. And while our sheriff makes every effort, and I want to give him some kudos for that, I think he really has worked diligently to help Arizona City out. And he does work to make sure that that happens in a timely fashion. It's a sheriff's department, it's a big county, and sometimes it's just impossible to get someone there right away. And that fact, coupled with the fact that we live in a progressively more dangerous world and the increasing odds of fire employees happening upon a crime in process and being unable to protect themselves. Just as a side note, I want to say Arizona is one of the few states that does not allow firefighters to carry a weapon in the field. This great Second Amendment state, for some reason, has decided to exclude firefighters from being able to have that protection. Because of that, it caused me to do some very basic research into possible resolutions that this community and this board might be able to affect. It appears to me that Title 48, which is the one that authorizes our existence as a special taxing district, also authorizes the existence of a public safety or a police board. All I'm doing is simply asking permission from this board for the chief and myself and any member of this board that wishes to request information from the appropriate legislative and legal representatives available to us to see if that, in fact, is even a possibility. At this point, I can't say one way or the other. And I do want to make it clear it's not my intent to thwart the actions or needs of any group of citizens, but rather to garner information for possible future action. Should this board agree that at some point we may need to do something more for the safety of our citizens and our employees? And with that said, you can consider that a motion for a vote, or if you prefer, we can open it up for discussion, or if you prefer, we can delay it until the next meeting.
To have more information.
That's what I'm asking for this board to do, is to get more information.
Well, for the record, I've been fairly vocal, not extremely vocal, at some of the original meetings regarding incorporation, and my stand is that my concern is for exactly what you've just said. We've got some serious crime issues within our area and so on and so forth, and I personally feel that the only way that we're going to resolve those, or at least reduce those, is by having dedicated law enforcement in Arizona City. With that said, I look back over the years that I've been involved in the fire service, primarily in Colorado, where I had an opportunity to view at least one municipality switch over from a police department, fire department, to a public safety department. And my observation was that the folks within that organization for a good number of years, until the people were replaced, they came in fresh with a new understanding of what that position meant, had a problem with the boundary lines between I'm a fireman, I'm a police officer. In the 70s, we had, when I served on a volunteer department that eventually became a combination department, we had volunteers that were sheriff's deputies. And unfortunately, we seemed to see some problems with, you know, hey, we're here to fight fires. We're not here to work with the public and maintain crowd control and that kind of thing. We need you on the line. My third statement would be, I don't want to see any particular conflict between our fire district and our sheriff's department. Not that that would happen, but I think there's, at this point anyway, there's a possibility that could happen. I think a lot would depend on where it is stated that this particular thing came from or originated from, and it wasn't the fire chief and it wasn't some of us, but it was one of the board members that had a very strong concern. And I think the public needs to be aware that, you know, we're drawing fine lines here. We don't want to have a problem with our co-workers in law enforcement. I wasn't aware of the fact that Title 48 authorized the police board.
I'm not sure it does.
Pardon?
I'm not absolutely positive that it does.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you then. I thought you said it did.
No, I'm just looking for
This
board to do a little research.
Gotcha.
We have an easier path. Any citizen in this community can go out and do this. Okay, there's nothing in the law that prohibits any citizen from going out and seeing if they can start their own board, and we could have a secondary board rather than just this board.
Right.
Reflect on another.
Yeah, I'm not looking for
another that. Old. In another old picture. I grew up in Pennsylvania, joined the fire department when I was a senior in high school, and our fire companies in Pennsylvania at that time had, what do we call them, police, I forget what their title was, but they were sworn in by the city police department, and their function was to handle, you know, fire ground safety and traffic. They were a member of the fire department, but they were called fire police, and that was their role, and it was very well defined. So I don't know if there's a possibility that down the road we could get the legislators to fall into something like that or not, but it might be a possibility.
I just think that the code is non-specific when it comes to public safety. It's not well defined in the code. I did talk to the prosecuting attorney here and to Sheriff Paul about that, and they were as confused as I was about exactly what the legislature intended with that.
Sure.
There are small cities like Bisbee, for instance, that at least has the appearance of having a public safety police department rather than as a special taxing district rather than a part of the city itself. I've got to do more research on that. I haven't spent that kind of time with it. I really didn't want to unless this board has some interest in doing that. I can tell you that the sheriff seemed to be not offended at all by that concept. As we all know, he's had his difficulties getting funded and has really gone out of his way to make sure that we do have police protection here as best as he can. But that's really not a sheriff's department function in reality. They have a lot of functions, but being somebody's local police is really not their primary responsibility. Right. And we're for serving papers and...
Well, but I totally support your comments regarding the public safety and
firefighters, EMTs. Safety. Think, you know, when I think about what's going on nationally, even though this is a nice small area in terms of its geographical size, we're not protected or insulated from what's going on in the rest of the country. And, you know, I'll just put it exactly where I think it is. This is why I'll never be a politician, because I can say things like this. But we have some people in our community that would not be above calling an EMT over to their house with an emergency call and thumping them over the head for whatever they could get out of their truck. That's a little scary to me. And I think that in this person's opinion, a firefighter is not necessarily equipped to on a regular basis, and certainly not in Arizona, where they're unarmed and unable to protect themselves other than whatever physical thing they have available to them. I think that's a lot to ask of an employee.
So my question to you is what are you wanting from us from the board? Just permission to continue the research that you're looking for?
I would like it opened up a little bit so that both the chief and I and any other board member that wants to get involved in it at all, start making those contacts. And
my one concern would be throwing another
point that we are doing that as a board at that point.
Yeah, one of my concerns would be throwing another responsibility on chief at this point, knowing that he's already got a lot on his plate at this point in time.
My biggest concern is the fact that there is a subject that has been going on for the past 25 years that I've lived here, incorporation. The minute you say that word, you split the town just in half. And I don't think
you,
as a fire board, we should be involved in anything that uses that word. That's only my opinion.
I don't think I use that word other than to say that that's one of the groups that says that they want more police protection. The group that says that they're against incorporation is also a group that says additional police protection would be good. And there's a third group that really doesn't seem to care whether we incorporate or not, that says they would like to have more police protection.
I think
protection.
The point is there's common ground that we all want.
So there is at least protection. That one piece of common ground. I'm not trying to set up a city.
No.
If I were a politician, I wouldn't bring this to the board at all. I'd keep it quiet and go out and find this out and start my own board.
We're here to discuss this thing, and as you all know, I've got some pretty bizarre ideas at times and comments at times, but I approached the sheriff a while back, probably a year ago, as to whether any RICO funds would be available to hire the Rangers group out of Casa Grande to, you know, deputize them, let them come in and patrol the town. Could the board not contract with them to, if we have a major incident or any kind of a incident where you would feel the possibility of a security risk, would we have the capability to request them mutual aid just to respond to provide scene safety, scene security? Is that something?
Well, prior to my arrival, we didn't do that.
Right.
The day I got here, I set it up with Sheriff Paul Babu. Okay. So we stage in all high-risk calls, and we won't go to any high-risk
right.
calls. And I've defined what a high-risk call, Sheriff Paul, I should say, has gone out of his way to ensure. We never go to a call without of any high-risk calls, but we've delineated what those are. Domestics, assaults, attempted suicide, overdoses, without first having PCSO clear to see. And to my knowledge, in my 13 months, since I made that request to Sheriff Babu, we have never been on a call where we haven't received that.
And you're satisfied with the response time?
Oh, absolutely.
For them to get there,
yeah.
To back.
Yeah, we haven't had an issue with it. So I guess I'd answer your question that way.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I have to agree with Betty on this. It's funny. The city's funny.
No.
The city is. Arizona City has been funny since I've lived here, and it splits. and you get anger on this side, and you got, I'm surprised there ain't been a couple
more anger on you.
Rocks and everything. You know, it splits on that discussion. And
well, it sounds to me like the chief just said that he's satisfied with the security that he's getting at a risk call. So with that, I don't see any other reason to continue discussion on it. That's just my
I'll accept that. Okay. Yeah, I think that while it could be a very good thing to look into, whether we could do a type of thing here in the community, in my perspective, that maybe it's outside of what's needed from the fire board at this point. That's my perspective.
Discussion.
No, it was a very good discussion.
We'll just leave it at that.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, the only thing I'd comment is, I mean, we're meeting it now. Maybe if it's not met in the future, we could continue to discuss it and look at it.
Yeah.
The other thing is, we have some tremendous autonomy, you know, doing what we're doing, and it may convolute the picture going forward, I think, with how divided this
right.
is.
Totally divided.
We got to be careful.
It is. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then I guess we can move on to number two, discussion possible action regarding autism awareness from Chief Heaton.
So April is Autism Awareness Month. You guys have probably seen the shirts we're wearing around. This is the first time that we've done this in our history, so it's to support autism. Most importantly, we have several members of our department with autistic children, so this gives us a good opportunity to work with that to heighten that awareness. And we have several calls we go on a monthly basis with autistic children and autistic adults. So this brought us for the month of April to be able to bring some awareness to this on a national level. We're receiving some national support from this as well. We're one of the first fire districts that I'm aware of that's done this. So this logo you see here is very similar to the puzzle pieces represents the opportunities of working with autistic patients and autistic citizens. We use the cancer ribbon. It's on all our rigs now. It's in my vehicle. There's a flag involved in that as well. Just to bring awareness to it, it's amazing since we've done this how many people have come up to us saying, hey, thank you very much. Did you know we have autistic children? So for the prevention, and it gives us the chance to know where our autistic patients are that we're unaware of at this time. The other part that's really important is autism is a tool that we need to be aware of. Just like needing a stethoscope to listen to heart or a blood pressure cuff to be able to listen to blood pressure, you know, the tools we need for autistic, we have to approach those patients, especially the adults, much differently than what we do for a patient without autism. So it's just, it's we're not seeing it as an opportunity as with a deficiency. It's just an opportunity with challenges like the puzzle pieces talk about. You have to put those together as well. We're fortunate that one of our members, his wife, is a PhD for the Arizona education system. She studied her PhD in learning behaviors, and she's coming in this month to present not only to our fire district, but we're opening up to all the fire districts in the state of Arizona to come down. So pretty proud of that, and you'll see the guys wearing these shirts around town for the whole month of April. So I want to make everybody aware of it as we're starting a little bit of national press on it, that this is what's important to us and the reason in the campaign that's why we're behind it.
Great. Awesome. And the last thing on our agenda, discussion possible action regarding Summer Sports League for Children in Arizona City. And that's again you, Chief.
Thank you. So again, one of the things that we're finding going to compressed school week with ACES is every Friday, we're seeing some of the vandalism go up and our opportunities for some field fires that increase on Fridays that we extrapolate that over the summertime. We know we're going to have issues with that as well. Well, I've been asked to put together a summer league program by some of the teachers and ACES and some community leaders here in town. Unfortunately, my plate's pretty full and I don't know how I can do this without some help. So I wanted to ask the board for ideas. If we do this summer sports league, you know, even if it's just water events, and we have several scheduled, we do the schools at the end of the month, we have two of the Indian reservations coming in, we do the community service, community awareness days with Freedom Family Church and Pastor McCain, that, you know, we need help on how to get this done. You know, our plates are full, and I'm just looking for ideas of maybe if there's another resource we could combine with, because the idea is we have maybe two a week of an activity where kids can attend and we can get them up and talk to them and get them out of the neighborhoods we don't want them in, and more importantly, give them an activity, you know, to the play 90s theme that we're seeing out of that.
You guys become members of the Moose Lodge and brought this over to the board at one of our meetings. We might get several volunteers to help with that. You know, since it's firemen or whatever, you know, come to the meeting, we could probably, I know a lot of people there, so I'm sure we could probably get some people. Like I was telling you earlier, July and August, everybody's on vacation, so I know how that is. We got plans out, and it's rough, so you need people to step up to help. And I'm just saying, maybe that's an organization that would help. Mm-hmm. Have some new members come in and show they're willing to be a volunteer. I'm sure we got the people to help, too.
You're saying the two organizations get together and do it?
Yes.
Madam Chairman.
Were you going to say something?
Madam Chairman.
It's the after show, so it's understood.
Merged together as a...
The young lady in the audience.
Lodge in the party.
Wanted to know about it, if she could become part of it.
Part of it. Well, I'm sorry, say that again. Who was? Somebody wanted to speak out there?
Well, here's another thing. In the fire department, and that's Randy and Dean, we did this whole spaghetti dinner night as a group, the lodge and the fire department. Mm-hmm. What do we have, a couple hundred people show up for stuff like that? And you have to stand in line to get in and out of there. I'm just saying, it's all for the same reason, right? Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys get a pretty good, I don't know what we end up tonight. I ended up going in there early to eat, but I'm just saying, that might be somewhere that we hold it here or over there.
Sure.
I mean, we did that for how many years? A lot of years.
Are we looking for adult and youngster help or adult help? Or what are you thinking there?
Right now, more of adult help.
Okay, so Boy Scouts and groups like that would be out. Okay.
We're looking for the leaders to be able to run the basketball leagues or run this type of
thing. I'm just saying, if we get them, those two lot organizations together, I think... We have people over there. We might have some.
How about facility, though, Coach? How about facility? Well, what are we going to use? Because ACES is locked up tighter than the drum during the summer, so.
Well, we're thinking of more of outside activities just for that reason, so maybe a soccer league, a basketball league. But
where's a grassy field?
Well, we could use the school's outside lots. We have okay to do that. The basketball would probably just put a couple hoops up out back and on our concrete. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, court paintings on and do something like that.
I'm all for it. The kids need something to do. Yeah.
I see. Your place is totally full. I don't even have a way to think about trying this, but I'm just saying that the lodge and the fire the district, I think we've worked together before. Many years, right? I mean, many years we worked together. And I think if you brought this up to the... I can't, but... One of you guys could come to one of our lodge meetings and do that.
Yeah, I'm happy
or
to do it.
Or could, or whoever. Yeah, it'd be nice to get some new members over there.
I'm happy to do it. It's the problem we have, too, is these activities that we need are the 9 a.m. to 12 noon activities we need in, like, 1 to 3. So it's kind of different than, you know, a once-a-month, you know, spaghetti dinner. You're right. You're absolutely right. The partnership's there. But it's tough sometimes to do that 9 to 12 really, and then...
And 1 to 3 when it's 115 degrees.
Yeah. It's tough. So we'll probably do a lot of water stuff in the afternoon. Luckily, we have a lot of water, and we have the equipment to do that, but it's still just a lot of people, you know, you can just go out there and do it. And again, I'm willing to help as much as I can.
Right.
But, you know, with the operational, the administration, the strategic, the budget stuff going on, it's...
I just think it's...
My
it's
going
to take two programs
or
things to get it done because it just, I mean, I got busy. I'm going to St. Louis. I'm going to Desmond. I mean, my plate's kind of full too, but, and painting homes. I'm just saying, if we brought it into the lodge, I think you'd get enough, some people to help volunteering with that program. Been done before.
Sure. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. And we have basketball over there, but before we put the wall, somebody thought they'd slam dunk it and turn the basketball rim off there, you know? So, anyway, it's a suggestion.
No, I think it's a great idea.
Well, this is something as simple as the water hose
every other week on a certain day at 1 o'clock, from 1 to 3 in the afternoon.
What, spraying people?
Sure.
Well, no, just blast. No.
And Amy, that is
on one of the homes.
Similar to what we do for the neighborhood days. You know, we bring the ladder truck up, hook up to it, and flow some water. In that case, it's the old city hydrant days, you know, yeah. You open a hydrant, you know. And
kids
Lord
love that, man. They will just play in that water all day long.
Yeah, they will.
We got the heat. Let them just run around out there, playing basketball or whatever.
They used to have, some departments used to sponsor a children's hose race where they use a wagon as a fire truck and have a little hose reel, garden hose reel in it, and hook it to a faucet and let them race from one end down to the other and squirt the balls on the stands and,
yeah.
You know, those kinds of activities.
How long ago was that, Bill?
There's horses pulling away.
I just wanted to verify that.
A few years.
That's something, you know, I think.
When is the next moose season?
Tomorrow night. I'm in meetings.
Can I present as a non-member, or do I have to be a member to present?
No, you can come in on the lodge meeting. Yeah, you come in tomorrow. It's about 7:30. Our lodge meeting starts. Could be 8, but it's in at 7:30 to 8, Frank.
Just whenever they start.
No, we're pretty precise on that. Yeah. I don't want to be up there for 3-4 hours either.
Yeah.
But we do less.
Yeah, if we can get on.
Three of them a month.
If we can get on the agenda for tomorrow, or if it's
sure, going to be possible, the next one. And just come in and
do it. So.
I can't. We also have doing board members tomorrow too, but that's still, that's nothing to do with the lodge meeting. That's, you can come in on the lodge meeting.
I'm happy to do it.
I think if you were to, you know, just kind of think about this, if you were to just, you know, and with, of course, help of other people, but just plans, instead of having, like it says summer sports league, but instead of having actual organized sports, but if you just did like, you know, Monday we're going to play soccer at the thing, and Tuesday we're going to do this, you know, we're going to play basketball, Wednesday we're going to have a water day, and you just put a schedule out there to the community as to what was going on and where,
huge.
I think that would be massive for the kids.
Mm-hmm. But you got to realize, Sutton loves, like Duffers, you put it on a wall, it's closing in June.
Right.
It's going to shut down.
Great.
That's going to stay open.
Yeah.
You know?
We definitely have a children load to do it. What we
know. I'm not saying not using the moose. I'm just saying that, you know, instead of doing like, okay, we're going to have a league of kids for soccer and a league of kids for
right,
basketball.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Doing the, kind of a schedule of these events.
That would never work.
Yeah. No, I wasn't saying not to use the moose. I was still saying we need the moose.
No, and I realize. I'm just saying there's some functions like restaurants closing and.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It kind of slows down here in the summer.
And there's indoor games for kids to play.
Yeah.
Pull the trucks out if we can use the inside. Where's, and if it's 115 outside,
yeah.
We don't want to be out there letting them play.
I'm not.
And there's always,
unless you're spraying,
you know,
me with that water,
there's always a possibility you could use our parking area too, or, and maybe even indoors if you need to play a little, you do basketball
dodgeball.
Indoors if it's a super hot day, or dodgeball indoors. We could utilize the church facility.
Okay.
Too, and we can
advertise.
There's only 2 weeks really that we're super occupied. That's for Vacation Bible School preparation and Vacation Bible School. So
then it's just really a matter of having adult supervision to make sure they're not in areas they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big fan of under commit and over deliver.
Yeah.
You know, that's the
recipe
for success.
Yeah.
So we have enough resources.
See what it looks like.
Could it do a week, like I said?
Well, I think it's the lodge is about community service too. We have to do so much community service to even get recognized by Moose Heart. So I think if we got you come in and see what happens. Let's see how many people we get to help volunteer.
Sure.
Basically doing it for the month of July and August. School's out, what, the middle of June?
May. You're
May.
You're actually talking June and July, not August. School starts beginning of August.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
I'm out of step.
It's not like it used to be.
You know, school in September to
you're,
second.
You're still living up north where
Labor Day to Memorial Day doesn't
right.
Work out anymore here. So.
That is right.
Okay. Well, I'll take the action to present at the Moose either tomorrow or the next meeting where I have it on the agenda, see what kind of response we have, put an execution plan together, and see what we can start with, and then see how many. I think we got great ideas. it's about the resources now to see what we can.
And you're going to drop league from, you're going to drop league from the statement? Just call it summer sports?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? All right, so the next meeting date is Wednesday, May 18th at 6 p.m. And that will put our agenda items a week before, correct? To the 10th, May 10th, we've got an agenda item. And without any other further ado, I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved by Betty and seconded by Bill. And with that, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, meeting adjourned.